Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back to the Rolling Stones, 23. After the hour, that's Mr. Jagger right there. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. We have a different poll question on the homepage every week, and we want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And by the way, that newsletter, we'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And all the other things there you can read or listen to or watch. And you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. Most of it more like 3 minutes. Everything's in bite sizes to help you get the most in the shortest amount of time. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Prasad Kaipa. Prasad is a CEO advisor and coach, the co-author of Smart to Wise. That's their new book that he co-authored with Navi Raju. And Prasad, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website and tell us where the book's available, please?
Yeah, the book is available in on Amazon as well as most of the bookstores. And the website is from smarttowise.com. And right. There is a great 5-minute assessment you can take and look at how wise you are.
All right.
And also, there's a lot of press material you can see or videos we can watch.
Mm-hmm. So the if I take that little assessment, it'll tell me how wise I am. Is that free?
It's a free assessment.
Yeah,
it takes less than 5 minutes.
Right. All right. Well, that's good, folks. Check that out. You might even want to ask your anybody you're hiring to, if they take it, to see how wise your prospective employees are. Prasad, talk to us about your noble purpose. One of the chapters in your book, you say connect to your noble purpose. Now, one of the things that I've said for a long time is that all work is noble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever you do, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, if you're being productive, you're doing a noble thing. Now, is that different from your noble purpose?
What I do find is it is noble that all work is wonderful, but sometimes if we don't have a noble purpose to not only help ourselves, it could be helping our employees or suppliers or mm-hmm. customers. If it is not all about me, if you can go beyond the self-interest mm-hmm. and try to contribute to the betterment of others, mm-hmm. then I would say your nobility has become part of your noble purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, Steve Jobs, in his own way, he looked at whatever he did as making a dent in the universe. But obviously, his noble purpose extended only up to he and his company, Apple Computer, doing well. On the other hand, there are many other people. There was one doctor, eye doctor, called Dr. V. He retired at the age of 58, and then he decided he was too young to retire, and he created a small eye hospital. Now that is the largest eye care center in the world, in India, out of his family business, and mm-hmm. he does 2 surgeries for free for every 1 surgery that he gets paid for.
Wow.
See, that's a noble purpose.
Yes, I see. So everybody, and this is really important.
Mm-hmm.
This is really important, Prasad, because everybody should be contributing to something. Everyone should be inconveniencing themselves for something that's bigger than they are, shouldn't they?
Exactly. Because whenever they work for something that is bigger than their ego and themselves, they learn. They actually have an opportunity to make a bigger contribution to themselves. You know, if I remember, one of the best heard in the United States when I came here was rising tide lifts all boats.
Right.
And I need to be able to help people, and especially in this social network and social world where we are all interconnected,
right.
More I do to you, that comes back to me much
That's
more
right.
quickly
That's
and
right.
much more meaningfully.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, Prasad. This is what's called values.
Mm-hmm.
And in my upcoming book, I've write a whole chapter. There's a whole chapter on the difference between delivering value and demonstrating your values. And what you're talking about, when you talk about a noble purpose, that's
mm-hmm.
that's where people can see what your real values are. And I'll tell you something, Prasad, customers are looking for your values as a differentiator, to differentiate you from your competition. They're doing an evaluation of values. They want to do business with people they identify from a value standpoint. The products are commodities these days. What do you think?
I completely agree. Creating value out of values, I think, is the very, very powerful thing. And most people miss that.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
somehow think they need to either rigidly hold on to values, no matter what, or they only focus on value which doesn't have any ethical clarity or ethical
right.
boundaries.
Right.
But what you said makes a lot of sense. How do I create value for you without breaking my value system?
Right.
Is the most powerful way in which you can have a noble purpose. And that is where I think the meaning gets created for your small business
mm-hmm.
as well as for your ecosystem.
Prasad Kaipa, ladies and gentlemen, from Smart to Wise is the new book. I encourage you to check it out. Go to the website, smarttowise.com, right?
Yeah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.